You're in the mix with Rhythm Channel One Radio.
Hey, B, what's happening?
What's going on?
What's going on? 25?
Not much over here, you know, same old.
Okay.
You know, trying to stay on top of this music.
Absolutely, you are doing that.
I'm trying to. Trying to.
Well, you have to try to do it.
Definitely.
That's right.
I agree.
Hey, first and foremost, I want to thank you for all the hours and hours of pure listening pleasure. Myself and my staff have enjoyed listening to your work. Big, 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 big love on the music. And thank you so much for dialing in this evening. I really do appreciate your time.
I'm glad you like the music.
So tell me about your musical beginnings, your first, you know, musical instruments, or when you became a sample connoisseur and started producing.
Let me see. Well, I played my first instrument back in elementary school. I played the alto saxophone. And I wasn't real good at it, but you know, I was good enough to play a couple songs, and that was about it. As far as other instruments, the only other instrument I really ever played or messed around with was a keyboard, regular 32-key keyboard. Right now I have a Casio. Forgot what model it is, but I use that part of my production now. I play that on and off.
So you do play with the samples that you put together?
Yeah, I play with those. You know, it's not always easy finding certain samples because you really got to listen for them. You know, you got to be able to discern, you know, which sample will go right with the next one you, you know, may create. But I've found my way in doing that, and now it, you know, kind of comes natural to me now, so you know, somebody...
When did you start doing that?
I started sampling several years ago, around the time I first started producing. And ever since then, I've just been trying to find different sounds and trying to perfect the craft, you know. Yeah, so, you know, it's been going good up till now, you know, still making new samples and
whatnot. Yes. You know, some of the threads of your music, the samples that you do choose and the way you hook them up, it sounds a bit older than you are. Like, you know, you got a old soul over there. And I'm just curious, what kind of music was played in your home growing up?
A lot of old school R&B and soul. I've heard a lot of Luther, a lot of Anita Baker, Temptation, Yo J's, The Miracles. I can't go down the whole list because my mom, she's old school, and that's pretty much all the music she used to listen to. So she would play her music every day.
Oh,
half
man.
Those people I just named, I know a lot of those songs by heart.
Yeah, so that's what I hear, you know, when I hear the quality in your music. It's that ear from growing up with that music. I grew up with that same music myself. Where do you go to find music that you like? When, you know, who do you listen to and who do you follow?
I usually, you know, I go to, I would Google. I would just Google or YouTube old school R&B and soul music and most older artists too, different genres. For the most part, either YouTube or I'll even go on iTunes and just browse some of the old school artists on there and just, you know, go through some of the albums to just sit down and really listen to them so I can get a better feel of them. If I like it, then, you know, I may try to work with it and create something out of it.
That's fabulous that your ear leans toward the old classic music from 60s, 70s. So those are some very special eras for music, and they, I think, lend themselves to adding quality to what you do, the fact that you can know that music.
Definitely.
Now, I know that you are in media and developing a company. You have a website. Tell me about Adso.
Yeah, it focuses on branding, marketing, and, you know, just creating fresh sounds for all music genres and purposes.
Mm-hmm. So you'll be developing branding for the artists that you'll work with or for independent artists or both?
I would say both or either or. Basically just marketing it to people who wants a nice, solid promotional upbuilding. You know, that goes for artists, producers, or even instrumentalists, so that they can have a nice repertoire. We'll get it launched even
yeah.
more than what it is now and in the near. We'll get it launched even
yeah.
more than what it is now and in the near future.
Do you get a lot of connections through social media for producing people that would like to record your tracks?
I've gotten a couple of artists who hit me up and inboxed me about some beats. I don't
yeah.
think they were serious inquiries, because once I gave them the rundown on how I operate, I didn't hear back from them.
So
I'm not
okay.
sure if they didn't like the idea of having to pay or not, but I didn't hear back from them.
Well,
but not a lot of artists came to me for beats or instrumentals. Only a couple, surprisingly. So
far.
Yeah, so far, I should say.
Mm-hmm. How is social media supporting your entrepreneurship? How does it help? How has it helped you with developing your fan base?
Social media has helped. It's actually helped a lot. I know I have one gentleman, also a friend of mine. His name is Tom Garrett, and he is the founder and CEO of Chill Broadcasting Network. Chill Broadcasting Network. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he gives me a lot of support. A lot of support he gives me. Almost every track I release on social network, he's there to help push it and get it out to the ears of other people and listeners. So, you know, he's a big help.
Yeah. He's getting it out to some quality ears.
Right. Quality ears.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts about your music sharing on SoundCloud? I love SoundCloud. It's been a musical renaissance for me just being there this past year and a half.
I like sharing my music on there. I think it's a wonderful website to be able to post music on there. It's actually probably the best website for music sharing to me.
I would agree. Okay. I like MySpace as well. And
yeah,
I also like Reverb. And
mm-hmm.
Freedom.
I think MySpace.
There's some
is
good stuff.
Kind of. I don't know. I don't want to say old, but it is kind of old. But I don't really know too many people that really use MySpace too much anymore. Now it's really Facebook and Twitter and SoundCloud itself now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm impressed with the platform.
It's very exciting.
Way to be able to comment, like, and repost different songs. You can really interact
yeah.
with people in there, other musicians and artists.
So I'm excited that the caliber and the quality of the musicians that are there.
Yeah, and they're so young, too, the majority of them.
And so young.
Speaking
of, do you have in your production company any artists that you're working with that are in the 12 to 17-year-old range? I've been amazed by so many of the young producers on SoundCloud. I agree with you 100% on that point.
Actually, you know, I made a couple tracks with a couple of young producers. Collaborations I've made with some of them on my SoundCloud page. Definitely.
Well, I know that they are looking up to you because I've seen the comments on your songs. And I know these kids are looking up to you and so many other seasoned musicians, because we can see who they are, and we can go right to their channel and hear exactly the type of music that they're producing. It must make you feel so good. Tell me how that must feel.
Oh,
I mean, one of the songs we're going to listen to has 12,000 plays.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even post a comment there. I mean, there's so many comments on that song.
Yeah. I like the idea that other people, you know, want to do some music or collab with me, especially the younger ones.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. It makes me feel like, you know, I got something to offer.
Well, you absolutely do.
I always enjoy collaborating with other people. I've never been against it. I think it's a good way to branch out and network with different people or musicians.
Yes, yes, that's what the business is about, collaborating. And, you know, one great stream of music inspires someone to create with it, and then it becomes another great stream of music, and, you know, the music grows and it moves on.
Definitely.
Who are your mentors? Do you have music mentors? Is LaMail a mentor or a colleague? I know Tom is a supporter. Is he a mentor as well?
LaMail would probably be the one to show me the ropes. You know, he's been
Thank
there.
You, LaMail.
Yeah, he really helped me develop my sound, you know, just by working with him and working on different tracks with him. You know, he helped me to layer and sequence better. I would say he helped me sequence my tracks a lot better. So he's definitely been
Big help and support. It's perfection. So right about now, I guess, since we're talking about your sound and the layering and your absolute mastery of what LaMail has helped you to develop, I think it's a good time for you to introduce this debut of your latest release.
Okay.
You want to tell us a little bit about the track?
Yeah, it's an original piece I recently made. You know, it's layered with samples. It has a futuristic R&B feel to it. So, I rather...
And what's the title?
The title of it is The One.
Okay, everybody, let's check it out right now with B-Dash Live on RCO Radio. That's nice. That's nice. Yeah, that's a good one. I love it. I love it. It'll be in my playlist tomorrow, everybody.
I appreciate it.
That's fantastic. Tell me about the sampling software that you use.
I use, the DAW I use, the DAW I use, Reason 5, I have an MPD, a Kai drum pack and choker I use to do most of my samples, and also a keyboard to go along with it. So a lot of my samples come from my drum pack and choker.
Are you using different equipment for different songs to get different flavors, different sounds?
Not really. I'm using the same equipment really for pretty much all the songs I make. Different languages of sound.
Exactly. That's a great word. The language in each song. For instance, some songs, the language feels nomadic. In others, it feels oriental.
Right.
And always these phenomenal drum patterns. And as you said, the marvelous layering. This is a wonderful music stream that you've produced, and I'm so proud of you. I really am.
Thank you.
Are you doing now to increase your business savvy with marketing of your music?
Right now, basically, I'm trying to, you know, create new sounds and just keep putting them out there. You know, I look at music like clothes, in a sense. I feel like you change your clothes every day, right? So, you know, you gotta keep changing the music, you know, to keep the people impressed and happy. So they keep listening to it. As far as the marketing side of things, you know, I've developed a solid marketing team that's behind Ajo Entertainment. You know, everything is still in the works. Everything is still in the works right now as we speak, but in the near future, we'll be pushing more different campaigns to get the music out there, trying different methods.
What do you find right now is really one of your greatest challenges as an independent producer, and how are you managing those challenges?
Well, right now, I'm currently not independent. I recently became a part of a production team. Fortunately, so you know, that's good news.
Tell us. Do tell.
Well, the production team, it's called Beat Camp. Beat Camp. We haven't put any music out there yet, but that's also another project that's still in the works. Recently just met up with some of the other producers to discuss future endeavors. All that's taking place right now.
Exciting.
Definitely.
So are we looking forward to another SoundCloud profile? Beat Camp?
I don't know if I could say no. I don't want to say yes. I don't want to say no either. So I guess I'll say we'll see.
That's a good answer. How soon will we be able to listen to and perhaps, you know, stream, download your music at Ajo?
That's another aspect of the website that's still in the works. I'm trying to work out the kinks and the bugs as we speak, but it will be streaming music on there, and it'll be up there real soon. Stay tuned.
Are there any local radio connections in Cleveland Heights that you're connected with that you can use as promotional sources?
Right now, unfortunately, no, there isn't.
Why do you think that is?
I think one of the biggest things is I haven't really looked or reached out to any radios here in Cleveland Heights or in the area that I live in, because they've contacted me.
I just gave you a hard lash. You need to reach out. If anybody needs to reach out, you need to reach out.
Right. I agree. I had other networks to reach out to me over SoundCloud. That's who's behind me.
There. I'm thinking the more you do, the more networking, the better at the position that you're at. Where can you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years, I could see myself within a label or with Ajo ENT developing into a label. I could see myself producing for multiple artists within 5 years. And just expanding my sound, trying to be diverse, you know, reaching the ears of more people. That's one of my ultimate goals. I want more people to hear what I have to offer.
Well, you won't have that problem because of the quality and the classiness and respect with which you approach music and what you're doing, 25. That's why I asked you about the mentoring, how you develop your sense of direction with your music.
Definitely, I agree.
You don't want to have music that one day you'll cringe to hear. You want that forever kind of music. That's always good whenever anyone hears it anytime. which is fantastic. Well, I'm going to now play one of my favorite tracks as we prepare to wind down this first of many discussions with you. I plan to follow you and your music stream, and RCO Radio will be here as a source of support. We welcome you and your wonderful music, and looking forward to meeting you and hearing more. Also, I want to mention that your wife is the voice in the tracks, many of the tracks that you're producing. Is that correct?
Only in the last one I just recently made.
The debut, the one?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, so that's Mrs. B. Dash's voice that we're hearing. Well,
that's right.
Bravo, because she sounds fantastic. It's wonderful. When I heard this track, it stopped me in my tracks. I had to sit down, and it took me to such a nice emotional place.
Glad it did.
You're in the mix with Rhythm Channel 1 Radio.
Versatility is one of the biggest keys in music. You know, you want to keep, you know, switching up. You know, you don't want to stay the same all the time. There's nothing necessarily wrong with having a set style, but sometimes you might want to switch it up.
Thank you so much for dialing in this evening, okay?
All right, thanks for having me.
Thank you.